Over 100,000 Americans die every year from lung cancer, and emphysema has increased 900% in the past 20 years. I'll return in a moment with the amazing facts about cancer by the carton. Hello, this is Joe Cruz on the Amazing Facts broadcast, facts which affect you. Well, here's another question that's very interesting that has come to us from our listeners. We've received a number of other inquiries very similar to this one. Can you tell me how to overcome the tobacco habit? The doctor says that I'll die soon if I don't quit smoking. All right, friends, let's try to answer this question, because right now we're in a special series here on our daily broadcast, trying to answer the questions, sincere questions, of our radio listeners. And so this one is asking about overcoming the tobacco habit. Certainly that's a very appropriate one to be asking at this time. It ought to be noted that avoiding chronic irritation and abuse of organs forms the keystone of cancer prevention today. And if anybody is irritating and abusing those lungs, which is the most frequent site of cancer in those that smoke, they'll be well on the way to getting the victory. The 500 billion cigarettes smoked in the United States last year would, if placed end-to-end, make 11 round trips to the moon, believe it or not. Is it strange, even though tragic, that well over 100,000 of our citizens die every year from cancer of the lungs, and many more thousands die from the distressing, crippling disease emphysema, also cigarette-induced? In less than 20 years, deaths from emphysema increased by 900%. A cancer survey among people who don't use tobacco, made by the Kettering Cancer Institute of New York, revealed that primary cancer of the lungs is so rare that such a case would make a museum specimen. But such reliable, incontrovertible statistics make little impression on the average smoker until his own personal number is called. Now, friends, this is a physical problem, no doubt about it, but it's also a moral problem. Now, we've mentioned before on this broadcast that our bodies are the sacred temples of God for the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 3:16-17 tells us that those who destroy or defile their bodies will also be destroyed by God in turn. Therefore, we must preserve as far as possible the best of health and strength as we take care of these marvelous body machines. There are a number of things, of course, that will help one in casting off the physical addiction of the terrible nicotine habit. One must recognize that it's actually a form of drug addiction. There are actual withdrawal symptoms when one finally makes that break with nicotine. One of the first things is to try to get the poison out of the system completely. And this is made possible by following some sound rules of proper diet, drinking lots of water, and especially fruit juices, and taking numerous showers and hot baths. One should get a lot of exercise at the same time and stay away from the places where the tobacco habit has been largely indulged. There's a regular 5-day plan that has enabled thousands of people to dispose of their cigarette habit. All of these physical factors that I mentioned play a part in that famous 5-day plan. But I'm going to suggest something on the broadcast today that I feel will be even more effective in helping one to take the steps to complete victory over tobacco. We have to freely admit that there are many, many individuals who cannot, in their own strength, take this step. I've even seen strong men break down, weeping bitterly because they seem to have no willpower to break the chains that bound them. But listen, friends. When we don't have enough strength, there's a wonderful promise of the Bible that applies to us. In 1 Corinthians 15:57, "But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." Now let's face it, friends, none of us are as strong as the devil. If we're trying to combat him on our own poor human strength, we'll fail every time. There's only one who has actually put Satan to flight and completely overcome him, and that's Jesus Christ. Now, he promises to give us that victory, too. We can't earn it, we don't deserve it, but he says he'll give us the victory through the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, if this thing is a gift, then we have to receive it. That's the only thing we can do. Simply accept it in faith and take it. We can't pay for it. We can't struggle for it. We can only receive it. That means that we must ask him in faith to give the victory. Now perhaps somebody raises the question as to whether this might be God's will for us. Listen, friends, there are some prayers that we must always present according to God's will. For example, if we want healing for sickness, we pray that if it's God's will, we might have it. If we want certain physical things in this life, we should always ask according to the will of God. But when we come asking for the forgiveness of sins or the victory over sin, we can pray without any reservation and without asking according to God's will. You see, He has already given us the assurance in the Bible that it is His will for us to be cleansed from these habits. Now, here's a promise that applies to you in this case. In Luke 11:13, Jesus said, "If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit or give good things to them that ask Him?" Now, there's something you can really believe in, friends. If you lack power, He promises to give it to you free. He will even more gladly give to you than you would to your own children if they were hungry. So when you ask for the Holy Spirit or power to overcome the tobacco habit, you can fully believe that He'll do it immediately. But how do you know that He gives that power to overcome that habit, friends? Are you to wait for some feeling to come to prove that the prayer has been answered? Of course not. In that case, no faith would be involved. It would be a matter of feeling. You've got to accept the fact by faith that He bestows on you a reservoir of tremendous power to overcome that habit. You must accept the victory from Him, even though you feel nothing. It must be by faith that you have the victory. Now here's the next text to be found in Romans 6:11. It says, "Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord." Now let me ask you something. What does that word "reckon" mean? It's an old Southern expression, of course, and it means to believe. If I say I reckon I'll go downtown, it means I believe I'll go downtown. So when we say that we must reckon ourselves dead to the sin that we've asked God to give the victory over, we must believe and accept the fact that God did what He said He would do as soon as we ask Him. We may not feel a single thing physically, but in our minds we must accept by faith the glorious fact that in that very moment God has given the power that we ask for, that there will be no more defeat, no more yielding to that habit of sin. Do you remember the time Jesus invited Peter to walk on the water? Peter stepped out of that boat and actually began to do the impossible. How long was he able to continue walking on that water? Well, as long as he kept his eyes on Jesus, he was able to do it. But the very moment he turned to look at his friends to see if they were watching his great feat, immediately he began to sink. Now listen, the impossible is possible for any of us as long as we keep looking in faith to Jesus Christ, who's able to give us the victory. Now, the impossible, as far as you're concerned, let's say, is to stop smoking. Therefore, you look in faith to Christ. You accept the fact that He's promised to give you the victory. You believe that He gives it the moment you ask for it. Then you thank Him immediately that He's done what He promised, regardless of how you feel. You get up from your knees rejoicing. You can tell everybody you meet that you have the victory. God has given it to you. You no longer have the tobacco habit. As long as you continue believing that God gave you His power according to His promise, you will never smoke again. Now, friends, that's just how simple it is. You must somehow muster up all the faith you have and concentrate it upon that one moment when you'll ask God to give you the victory. Then accept what He's promised. Believe that He gives it to you at that very moment. Rise from your knees in full faith that it's been done, regardless of how you feel, and begin to think and talk in terms of having the victory now through Him. Well, let's add one more text now in Romans 13:14. "But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof." Now, please notice that this is a very, very necessary step in continuing with the victory over tobacco. You must arise knowing now that the victory has been given by Jesus. You're not doing it in your own strength. If you were just trying in your human effort, you might be fearful of falling again. But this time you're rising in the full faith that God has done it. He has given the power, and that power cannot fail. God does not do anything halfway. It has been done. It has been done completely. So when you get up off your knees, you're not thinking in terms of just merely trying and then perhaps failing tomorrow. You're not going to put those cigarettes on a shelf somewhere and say, well, I'll do my very best, but if I don't make it, I know where I can come back and get some tomorrow. No, no, that was done perhaps when you were doing it in human effort alone. But now you get up without any thought of ever smoking again. You've claimed the power and promise of God. You're going forward in faith, and you make no provision at all for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. You get rid of all the cigarettes and tobacco in your home or about your person, and then you can continue looking to Him for the victory that's been given. You keep on living by faith, moment by moment, with divine power over the habit. In other words, friends, really, you have yielded up yourself on this matter without any reservation. You're really fighting against your self nature instead of the devil, and as soon as self surrenders and you become willing to give it up in order to please God, then you really have the victory right then at that very moment. You see, many people are just like the little boy who disobeyed his mother and went swimming when she told him not to do it. And when he came back with his hair all wet, his mother asked and said, "Why did you disobey me, Jimmy?" "Well," he said, "I got tempted, Ma." She said, "Yeah, but I noticed you took your bathing suit with you when you left this morning. Why did you do that?" And he said, "Yeah, I expected to get tempted." And so we find a lot of people today who are really planning to fail. In other words, they take their bathing suit along with them. They make provision to fall back on the habits that they're really trying to overcome. Now, if they've asked God to give them the victory over tobacco, then why should they make any provision? If they have faith in the Word of God, if they truly believe the promise that God has done what He said, then why would they make any provision to fail? You see, this is because they're trying to do it in human strength. But when they claim the power of God and exercise faith in Him by accepting the victory that He's anxious to give, they no longer think in terms of failure, because God cannot fail. Their faith reaches out to Him, and they're upheld by His mighty power. They go on from strength unto strength and from victory unto victory. You see, they don't take a bathing suit with them. In other words, they don't make provisions to fail. Well, I hope these few thoughts may help you in knowing that you can overcome the tobacco habit. It's a fleshly evil that wars against the soul. It's a sin by which a man defiles and destroys his own body, and for which God really will destroy a man eventually. Because the Bible says if we defile our own body, God will destroy us. So reach out and take hold of His promise today, friends. He wants to cleanse you now from it, and it's His will to give you the victory at this very moment. So those of you who have been struggling in your own human strength and effort against tobacco, why not claim these beautiful promises that we've been over today? And ask God to give you the victory, and He'll do it right now. And now, this is Joe Cruz saying goodbye for today.